Good morning, everybody. And a happy new year to you all. Thank you. And just to let you know, it is our policy that if you come to worship on a holiday, you get credit for 2 Sundays of attendance. And I'm very happy to tell you that we decided that anybody who comes to the early service on New Year's Day gets credit for 3 days of attendance. So you guys are in good shape to start off your new year. But it's good to have you all here on New Year's Day, 2017. I don't know how we got to 2017, but somehow or another we got here. Just a word of explanation. Since New Year's Day falls on Sunday ever so rarely, and it gave us an opportunity then to do something a little different. And what you have, you actually have to, I know the 9 o'clock service folks, you don't like to do this, but you're actually going to have to follow the bulletin. And there's going to be some reading involved and things like that. And what this is in the early days of the Wesleyans, John Wesley and the Methodists, they had a tradition of meeting early on New Year's Day, very early on New Year's Day. And they would have a service of renewal. And that's what this is. This is a derivative of that. It's shortened. It's briefened. Briefened? I can create new words. It's a new year, new words. And because in the early days, the service ran about 2.5 hours. I thought, that would kind of solve the question of whether we should have one service or two service on January 1st. But we decided to make the service a little shorter. But I think you'll find some archaic wording. You're going to find some different ways of articulating things than we use today. But my hope is that as we do this service, as we use this service, you'll find it meaningful and thought-provoking. And maybe, just maybe, it will allow you on this first day of the new year to refocus your hearts, refocus your lives a little bit more clearly, a little bit better on following Jesus Christ in your hearts and in your lives. So I'm asking you for a lot of patience and understanding, but I hope that you'll find this at least thought-provoking, if not hopefully even deeply meaningful for all of us together today. So it does mean you're going to have to follow along in the bulletin, and it is a bit like a little booklet. Again, the original one would have been about 16 or 18 pages in length, and the sermon would have been about 45 minutes. I shortened that, too, so you should be happy with that. But let's come together, and there's a call to worship in here. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
You will find our songs in the bulletin on an insert, if you would pull that one up instead of the PowerPoint today. This first song we've done as a solo piece a couple weeks ago. So you should recognize it. I'll have you stand and sing with us. And join us on the choruses, if you would.
Oh, let heaven
Let's join our hearts in a time of prayer. Almighty God, you search our hearts and you see every part of us. All our desires are known to you, and from you no secrets are hidden. By the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, cleanse our hearts so we may perfectly love you and glorify your holy name. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, as God's dearly loved children, let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand and sing with us.
Rang out the angel chorus that hailed our the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
Down in the lowly manger, our humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn.
You may be seated. You'll also be happy to know that in John Wesley's original service, he had four very lengthy scripture readings. So we're only going to read one, but it's one that is really at the heart and core of starting a new year together. And it's from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to John, these words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he trims clean, so it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. May the Lord bless this portion from his holy word. I've always thought that we don't quite do New Year's Day the way that we ought to do, because we don't do New Year's Eve the way that we ought to do. Because it never has made much sense to me that we look at the first day of the new year as a wonderful opportunity to kind of refocus and recenter our lives, to pick up some good habits and to get rid of some bad habits and to kind of get a second chance, a new start. And the first thing that we do is we stay up way too late the night before so that we start off the new year behind already. And that never has made much sense to me, but that doesn't keep me from staying up until well past midnight on New Year's Eve. Because New Year's Day is, in and of itself, a little bit like our Christian faith. Because we do look at it as a second chance, a new beginning, a fresh start. And the Christian faith is about new beginnings and fresh starts. In this passage from the Gospel according to John there, Jesus is talking with his disciples and he is trying to help them to see how it is that we can and should and will make new starts and new beginnings by refocusing our hearts and our lives in the person and work of Jesus Christ. That in being a part of Jesus' Word and watching His life and learning from Him and experiencing Him and growing from Him allows us that opportunity to have a fresh new beginning. He uses the analogy of a vine. And the vine is that source of vitality and life and health. You know, if you cut off the root of a vine, it will wither up and die. If we cut ourselves off from Jesus Christ, what do we have? We have nothing. But if we engraft ourselves into Him, we have everything. That's what Jesus was trying to say to His disciples, and it is a good message, and it's a good thought for us to have as we begin a new year. What kinds of resolutions are we going to make in our hearts and in our lives to see that we are firmly engrafted into the person and work of Jesus Christ? In what ways are we going to discipline ourselves to become more like Jesus in the living of our lives day in and day out? January 1st, 2017. How will we choose to live this year? Will we choose to live this year drawing ourselves closer and closer to Jesus Christ? Or will we allow ourselves to just kind of wander away from Him? What kind of year do we want to have? One in which there is spiritual growth in our lives. One in which we find ourselves renewed and strengthened. One in which we find ourselves closer to being the people that God created us to be. Is that our hope? Is that our desire? If it is, then we need to think more and more about who Jesus is and what He means to us. To spend time in His Word. To spend time in prayer. To spend time in study. To spend time in fellowship. To spend time in worship. As we seek to be more closely engrafted into His life. So that we might gain our strength, our purpose, and our meaning from Him. 2017 is a chance for a new beginning and a new opportunity. Would you follow along with me as we go through this opportunity of recommitting our lives to Jesus Christ? Dearly loved brothers and sisters, the Christian life is a life found in Christ, redeemed from sin, and consecrated to God. We are those who have entered into this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of this covenant. He sealed it with His own blood so it would last forever. On one side of this covenant stands God, who promises to give us new life in Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. Every day God proves His goodness and grace to us, showing us that His promises still stand firm. On the other side, we stand as those who promise to no longer live life for ourselves, but instead to only live for Jesus Christ, because He has loved us and given His life for us. There are times in our lives when it is important for us to remember and reaffirm our promises and vows. In this same way, we come today to renew our covenant with God. Many generations have done this before us. Today we make the covenant our own, renewing with both joy and sincerity the covenant that binds us all to God. Would you join with me? Forgive us for the poverty of our worship, for the selfishness of our prayers, for our inconsistency and unbelief, for the ways we neglect fellowship and Your grace, for our hesitation to tell others about Christ, for the ways we deceive others. Forgive us for when we waste time and when we misuse the gifts You have given us. Forgive us for when we have made excuses for the wrong things we have done, and when we have purposefully avoided responsibility. Forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good, and that we have not been ready to carry our cross. Forgive us that we have not allowed your love to work through us to help others, that we have not made their suffering our own. Forgive us for those times when, instead of working for unity, we made it hard for others to live with us because of our lack of forgiveness, inconsiderate judgment, and quick criticism. Forgive us for when we have not tried to reconcile with others and when we have been slow to seek redemption. Forgive us also for these sins that we silently confess to you now. Amen. God, the Father of all mercies, is faithful to cleanse us from our sins and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ, we offer you this prayer. Let me be your servant. Let me follow your commands. I will no longer follow my own desires. I give myself completely to your will. The power and strength to live as true servants is given to us in Christ. We accept the place and the work that he gives us, acknowledging that he alone will be our reward. I am not my own. I am yours alone. Make me into what you will. Rank me with those you will. Put me to use for you. Put me to suffering for you. Let me be brought low for you. Let me be full or let me be empty. Let me have all things or let me have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give everything to your pleasure and disposal. Let us pray together. My righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me now as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness when I have not done your will. You promise mercy if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you rid yourself of every idol in your life. From the bottom of my heart, I here and now renounce every idol in my life, covenanting with you that I will not commit any known sin. By turning against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch for any temptation that will lead me away from you. Through Jesus Christ, God offers to be your God again, if you allow him to be. Before all heaven and earth, I here and now acknowledge you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as my Lord and God. I vow to give all of myself, body and soul, to be your servant and to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. Jesus Christ is the only way and means to God. God has given us Jesus as the way and means to salvation. Jesus, I here and now accept you and the only and new living way. I join myself in covenant with you. I come to you hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. With all my power, I accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own unworthiness and vow that you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. Jesus, I here and now make this covenant with you and accept whatever comes in life. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death will separate me from you. God has given holy laws as the rule of your life. I here and now willingly take on your yoke and burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I accept them as the rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising I will strive to order my whole life around your direction. I will not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty. The Almighty God searches and knows you, even the thoughts of your heart. O God, you know that we have made this covenant today in sincerity, without deceit or reluctance. If you find anything false in us, guide us and help us to set it right. And now, glory be to you, God the Father. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my God and Father. Glory be to you, God the Son. You have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God the Holy Spirit. By your almighty power, you have turned my heart from sin to God. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my comforter and guide. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. You are mine, and I am yours. So be it. May this covenant that I have made here on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. Thank you for doing that with me. I find it very meaningful, and I thank you for the opportunity of being able to share this meaningful service with me. As we take our offering, once again, if you'd be kind enough to sign the friendship pads that are in our pews. I'd appreciate that very much so that you can get credit for your 3 Sundays of attendance today. And I also want to, I think before we take the offering, let's offer unto God our joys and our concerns together. I have a couple of prayer requests for you today. First of all, let's keep Bill Harding in our prayers. He is in hospice care. That's hard for us to even fathom and think about, but please keep Bill and his whole family in your prayers as he is in this stage of his life. And if you do want to visit him, I know he'd welcome visitors, but please call ahead to make sure that no nurses and such are there so that you can have a good visit with him. I've also been asked to update you on Rebecca Harvey's nephew, Charlie. The numbers came back good. He's through this phase. He still has a ways to go. So please, you can add a prayer of thanksgiving for the success so far, but please keep praying for him as he moves forward with his treatments. Are there other joys or concerns that we should lift before God and share together? So then let us, please. Very nice. Thank you. We like joys like that. Thank you. Well, then, let us come and bring our tithes and offerings before God as a sign of our desire to be His people, to do His work in this world.
When the music fades, all is stripped away,
and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath.
Please stand and sing with us.
I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, but it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, but it's all about you.
All about you, Jesus. Would you join with me in a time of prayer? Almighty and ever-loving God, we thank you for the gift of new beginnings, that no matter how far we stray from being the people that you have called us to be, like the prodigal son, the moment that we make a turn toward you, you come running toward us. Oh, Heavenly Father, on this first day of a brand new year, help each of us to use it to begin again in our walk with you, to be recommitted to being followers of Jesus Christ in thought, in heart, and in deed. O gracious Lord, as we have brought before you in this hour our tithes and offerings, we do so as a sign of our desire to be your people, to do your will, to follow your will in this world. Take these gifts, multiply them, use them to bring honor and glory unto your holy name until that day will come when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. In his name we pray, and for his sake, amen.
Please join us for one more song.
Be as gold, pure.
within and made me holy, purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin. Deep within, refine and fire, my heart's one desire is to be.
God, who establishes covenant relationship with those who seek to enter the kingdom, be with you always. May Jesus Christ, who seals the new covenant with His blood on the cross, bring you peace. May the Holy Spirit guide your life both now and forever. Go in peace to serve the Lord.